聚焦时事热点，汇聚公众意见，请听希望之声热点大家谈。
欢迎收听希望之声广播电台的热点大家谈，我是方伟，
我是新田。
那么现在是周五了啊，那么离加州的这个中期选举的初选呢只有10天的时间了，所以呢那么现在各方都在热火朝天的竞选之中啊。
没错，
目前的这个州长竞选的情形怎么样，新田？
是的，今年呢加州州长选战是备受瞩目，而共和党候选人能不能够在初选出现呢，更是受到我们华人听众的华人选民的关心。目前的情况是怎么样的呢？根据最新的民调，一个民调呢就是加州公共政策研究所的最新民调显示，民主党籍的纽森还是得到了最多的支持，25%，占据第一。那么共和党籍的考克斯是19%，排名第二。接下来就是民主党籍的Villaraigosa是15%，共和党籍的艾伦议员呢是11%，最后呢就是江俊辉9%，这是前五名啊。
嗯，
而另外一个就是5月23日 Fox News 的一个民调显示，纽森21%，Villaraigosa11%，Cox 10%，然后有39%的选民还没有做决定。然而在我们希望之声电台做的民调啊，这个几个星期来民调显示呢，最受我们听众支持的呢是共和党籍的候选人 Travis Allen 呢，得到了75%的我们的听众参与民调的都是说要投 Travis Allen 一票。
这是非常有意思的一个现象啊，我们华人的这个投票的取向和这个怎么讲，这个美国这个社会普遍性的不是太一样哦。
没错。
好，那么这也是我们今天所探讨的话题。
那么新田呢是在之前邀请了两位共和党候选人John Cox 和 Travis Allen 呢，因为我们的听众看起来呢是对这两位共和党候选人都非常的感兴趣。所以今天呢我们是首先来请 Travis Allen 上到我们的节目跟我们的听众朋友见面啊。首先来介绍一下 Travis Allen， 他目前是44岁，住在南加州的 Huntington Beach 啊，他是开财务顾问和财富管理公司的，目前是担任加州的第72选区的州众议员。Hi Travis.
How you doing?
Welcome to our show.
Thank you so very much. My pleasure.
Okay. Yeah, we just were talking about our own station's poll shows that 75% of our audience actually wanted to vote for you.
Do you know that?
I love it. I'm not surprised. Look, you know, all of these other polls we've been seeing, I don't believe them. All the polls that we're looking at of the real Californians, we are seeing incredible support. And as you know, we have incredible support in the Chinese community. So thank you very much.
好，他就说呢，这个其他的民意调查啊，他不是太相信啊。他说他们得到的支持非常的多，特别是来自于华人呢，他很谢谢我们华人听众啊，华人朋友。
So Travis, since you know we are not able to get you on live, talk to our audience and your supporters, but do you have any idea?Why the Chinese American voters wanted to support you?
Yes, absolutely. Look, I have always been a very strong voice in the legislature for the issues that matter most to Californians. I believe very strongly in equality of opportunity, but not equality of outcome. This is why I have always opposed measures like SCA5, which would have discriminated against Asian Americans in favor of other groups.And this is the thing. In California, we don't recognize the color of someone's skin or where you come from. That doesn't matter. Once you're a California citizen, everyone should be treated identically. So these California Democrats want to try to subdivide us based upon what we look like or where we come from or even what language we speak. This is wrong. We are all California citizens. So it was my opposition to SCA5, which won me many supporters in the Chinese community, and also AB 1726, which, as you know, was a racial profiling bill.Where the Democrats wanted to basically catalog what everyone's ethnicity was and a lot of other characteristics so they could subdivide us and further divide Californians. I'll tell you right now that I believe in that our strength is our unity. So it's e pluribus unum, right? And out of many, one. This is what makes us so strong as Americans. This is what makes us so strong as Californians. And I have to tell you, you know, what we all know very clearly is that we are all the exact same in the eyes of the law. We are all the exact same in the eyes of the government. And any law that tries to tell us that we're different is racist, and I will oppose it. And as your next governor, state of California, I will veto that as well.
新田呢问说，我们75%的听众支持你啊，我们的民调啊，你知道为什么吗？他说我应该知道啊，他说 说他在议会里头发声很大，声音很响啊。他说他是非常支持叫做一个公平机会，而不是公平结果啊。所以他讲到了 SA5 啊，讲到了亚裔细分法案呢。那他讲到说这个民主党试图把人这个分成一种一种一种的，按照语言呢这个那个的啊。他说呢，所有的人都不管来自于什么地方呢，都是同样一个人，在法律面前，在这个政府眼里呢，都是应该是一回事啊。任何把人区分对待的，他认为都是某种种族主义者啊。
So Travis, you know, since 2011, Arnold Schwarzenegger as the most recent Republican governor, no any other Republican candidate actually in recent years has been taken so much notice and being competitive actually in primary like this year. So why do you think there's a difference this year?
There's a huge difference. I mean, look, California Republicans have lost for 20 years now. The only person that came even close was Arnold Schwarzenegger, as you mentioned. But unfortunately, as we all know, Arnold Schwarzenegger was a Republican for all of about 1 year. Once he lost at the ballot box with his ballot initiatives, he turned around and literally he became a Democrat. He passed AB 32, the Global Solutions Warming Act, which was really just a tax on Californians. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger talks about taxing oil companies, and he talks about bleeding the Republican Party dry. So you can tell that Arnold Schwarzenegger is no friend to Republicans. The reason there's so much excitement this year in 2018 is finally California Republicans know that they have a candidate that can actually win. Someone that is from California, born in California, raised in California, a Southern California surfer even, that has been in the legislature for the last 6 years, fighting for everything that we care about with a rock solid conservative vote record. And I will tell you right now, the 40,000 volunteers that we have around the state, the 475,000 Facebook followers that we have across social media, this is a wave that is happening in California. It is across the entire state. It's Californians that are tired of the gas tax. They are tired of the open borders and the illegal sanctuary state policy. They are tired of the laws of the California Democrats that they have no input on. I will tell you right now, we took back our country in 2016. In 2018, we're going to take back our state.
简单的这个翻译一下，新田呢就是说，从这个共和党的州长施瓦辛格以来呢，那加州的共和党竞选州长基本上就是没啥机会啊，每次都根本一点响声，没有什么真正的响声啊。为什么今年的这个区别为什么是这样子啊？这个共和党好像真的有的一拼啊。好，那 Travis Allen 众议员他就说呢，他说其实施瓦辛格上任就一年，当了一年共和党人就变卦了啊，变成了一个民主党的一个州长。所以呢，反正他弄来弄去，环境法呀各方面呢，就弄的都是一些民主党。的政纲，那么他说2018年的这个为什么很激动人心呢，就是因为他说现在我们的候选人真的是来自于加州，然后是绝对的是保守派的人士，在加州出生，加州成长，甚至在南加州冲浪。他说他有47000个这个义工啊，在帮他这个做很多很多的事情。他说他要反对的就是整个的就是加州人吧，对于这种高汽油税啊，对于那种各种各样的民主党的政策呀、啊、对于这种庇护州啊，庇护城啊，还有这个边境问题都已经烦透了啊。所以呢，他说这个2016年呢，美国人呢夺回了总统的位置啊。他说现在呢，2018年呢，就是这个加州人夺回州长的位置的时候。
So Travis, you know, talking about the election in 2016, we know that you are the only candidate that vote for President Trump. And also you have been very vocal about support of President Trump's agenda in the state legislature body. But, you know, we know that in California, there's very much progressive and people said it's a blue wave. So have you ever think about being maybe a little bit moderate to get more votes possibly?
No. Listen, what you have to understand is the way to actually win in California is to tell the truth to the California people, and it's to fight for the truth. You never, ever, ever compromise on your principles. This is why Republicans have lost for decades in California, and why we've had so many terrible Democrat leaders that have taken away our rights, our freedoms, taxed us, given us, you know, some of the worst in the nation roads, the worst in the nation traffic.The worst in the nation poverty, and as you know, exploding homelessness in California, because they have continued to compromise on their principles. The way to win in California is to tell the truth to the California people. I have a very simple 5-point plan. It's to cut taxes, get tough on crime, fix our broken education system, fix our roads and expand our freeways, and complete the California State Water Project. All of these issues, every single one of them, there's no compromise on. How would we compromise on cutting taxes? How would we compromise on fixing our roads or compromise on our educational system for our children? What we need is a leader in California, not someone like an Arnold Schwarzenegger, but someone like a Ronald Reagan, who understands that the only way to win is to fight. But when you fight, you fight to win. And I'll tell you that every single one of those 5 points of my 5-point plan, the way we will get those done is not through the legislature. We will take them directly to the people of California, and we will do direct ballot initiatives, giving the people the right to vote on these directly. Because in the United States, it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. It is about time we put the power in California back in the hands of California citizens.
好，那信田的问题就是说，在这么一个蓝色州啊，这个自由派这么强大的州，你的这个保守派的理念很强啊，为什么要这么做？你有没有考虑说啊，稍微温和一点，赢得更多选票呢？好，那 Travis Allen 他就说呢，他说不是这样的啊。真实啊，要为真实而战，这是不能含糊的。他说共和党也就是太含糊了，才会在过去多少年内是一输再输，让民主党的这个政策就是大行其势吧。总而言之，他说不可以妥协啊，在关键问题上是不可以妥协的。好，他说他基本上他是有五项政纲啊，一个是减税，一个是这个解决犯罪问题，一个是加州的教育问题，一个是加州的这个公路问题，还有就是加州的这个水资源的问题。他说在所有这五个项目中呢，他说他都是没有任何可以妥协的啊，他说不能像这个阿诺施瓦辛格那样州长那样啊，要像就得像里根总统那样，要为加州而战吧。所以呢，他说如果他选上州长之后呢，他不会很多政策，他不会走议会这条路啊，直接给这个选民去公决啊，因为他说现在是把权力还给人民的时候。
好，我们采访的是加州的共和党籍州长候选人 Travis Allen， 我们先休息一下，马上回来。